All right, this is the Rage Master. We are back here at Gamers Haven, and today we are with Brandon Zart, the owner, proprietor, and awesome guy that runs the joint. How you doing, Brandon?
Good. How are you guys?
Thanks
for coming.
Oh, thanks for letting us come in here. This place is awesome. I've been coming here for, boy... I remember back when it was at the other location on, what is that, Smith?
Yep.
And then when they moved over, I kind of followed suit. And now, in fact, it's a new store. So it's new management. You're the new guy in charge.
Yes,
so.
I am.
So we'll get to that in a minute, because first things first I want to find out is, how long have you been a gamer?
Oh, gosh. Let's put it this way. I can remember when D&D came out. So we're talking when dinosaurs ruled the earth.
That's when they put the first D&D rules down on stone tablets.
Yes, exactly. I appreciate the fact that I can still remember the original name of the village that just started in D&D was named Threshold, that kind
wow.
of thing. You know, it's a little trivia question there that I can stump some of these other guys that think they know everything about it. But, I've been a gamer, so let's see. I've been a gamer for basically about 35, 40 years.
Wow. You know, you're talking about D&D. One of the coolest interviews we got to do was we got to interview Tim Kask for about an hour and a half. He just sat down on Skype and talked to us about gaming and where it was going for about an hour and a half. It was one of the more fun things we got to do as part of
the
podcast.
Definitely. So since you've been doing this since at least the Dark Ages, what kind of games do you like playing?
Actually, I gotta be honest, I'm more of a miniature gamer. D&D never really stuck. We played it for a little bit, but D&D didn't really stick. Miniatures, historical, I got into Games Workshop a bit, Malifaux. Latest one has been Bolt Action, which is a World War II simulation from Warlord Games. So, that's kind of that'd be my pick of the litter if I had to.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, in fact, if you can hear in the background, we got what is it called, Bolt Action going on right now in the background. Real quick, what's Bolt Action?
Bolt Action is the World War II simulation from a company called Warlord Games out of England. Believe it or not, you know, they got all the manufacturers, it seems like. Anyways, they're more of a historical miniatures company as opposed to like Games Workshop with their 40K line and their, you know, Age of Sigmar line. Bolt Action does, or Warlord rather, does Bolt Action. That's World War II, Black Powder, Napoleonic. They've got Black Seas. That's like back Revolutionary War with sails, all that kind of stuff on warships. So they cover a very wide range. In fact, they go all the way back to Caesar times, Roman Empire times, and then all the way forward to, they do get into a little bit of fantasy stuff with a game called Antares. So they really do cover a wide spectrum, and they are all in whenever they do something. Very nice miniatures, and a company that supports their products right along with, you know, with expansions and that kind of thing.
I'm a big Civil War history guy. Are there any good military simulations or war games miniatures for the U.S. Civil War?
You know, I wish there was. I'm serious. And that, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that Warlord hasn't picked up on that. I think, again, because they're English, you know, an English company, and they got into the Napoleonic thing, you know, right? Waterloo, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. They even got into a even further back about 200 years, called Pike and Shot. But just not Civil War yet. But you know what? If anybody's gonna, they will.
Well, Scott, we probably don't want to see you play it because you'll just be Grant the whole time charging your army forwards and lose every game. Just, come on, be honest. You will do every Pickett's charge possible.
Yeah.
Well, Pickett's charge wasn't Grant. That was Lee in one of his other moments, like Gaines Mill. But no, I'd like to think that I'd be like Stonewall Jackson with the fast flank attack.
And get shot by your own men?
Get shot by my own men, yeah. I'd like to avoid that mistake, you know. I could also be Joe Johnston and just keep retreating further and further and further and further every single time. Or I could be Hood and just smash my army to pieces.
Yeah.
Or you can just stand at the Potomac and decide, I don't want to move.
Oh, you're talking about McClellan? Yeah, I can look right on the map and see that the enemy only has 80,000 men and then multiply it to 450,000 in my head. Yeah. But, you know.
There was a great quote from actually the Civil War real quick. It was McClellan. And I believe Lincoln came to see him and McClellan complained that his army was green. And Lincoln said, you'll all be green together then, you know, so please attack.
I thought you were going with the... I haven't lost. I have just failed to win.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
that is McClellan in a nutshell. Yeah, I haven't lost. I've failed to win.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, so like I said, this place, Gamers, was under new management, and that's as of November, is it?
Yeah, November 9th.
So what got you into the biz? I mean, why'd you do it, and why'd you type, I'm personally jazzed that you revitalized the place. So what... that you picked up when I don't remember the previous owner,
Wally Harder.
Wally, when he retired, what made you want to pick up the ball?
I'll encapsulate it as best I can. For 42 years, I was in construction, and I was just starting to break down physically, pretty bad from previous injuries when I was younger. A friend of mine invited me to Origins this past year in 2019. I went and I looked at all of these adults spending what was now adult money, you know, and like-minded adults on a genre that had obviously grown way beyond what I thought it was going to, and I lost track of it because I was a foreman of jobs, that kind of thing. I wasn't active, in other words, you know. And I see how this thing, I mean, they make a game out of everything from, you know, soap dishes to a Wednesday to a dog fart. I mean, it's everything. So went ahead and I thought to myself, this might not be a bad thing. Here I find out that Wally is looking to retire. And basically that's where I got the idea from. It's going to be easier on my body. I still felt that there was a need for a brick and mortar shop. Wally only had half of what I've got now, the one side, and I wasn't going to do it unless we could give folks not only a chance to buy the games, but to play them. So I talked to the owners of the building, of this building, and I told them, hey, look, I'll take the lease on that side, but you got to put two doorways through to give me the other side too, doubling the space and giving us a place to make these nice D&D rooms, Dungeons and Dragons and board game rooms, and also an open area up front there for the tables to play miniatures games.
Yeah, I remember the old store was, you only had like two tables up front, and it was very compact and squished, and you really didn't have much room. When Mark over here told me that, you know, it was under new management, I'm like, oh, really? And then he said, rooms and extra. I'm like, gotta come back and gotta check this out.
Yeah, I was really happy when I found out the place was reopening. I told a bunch of people, Gamers is closing, man! Gamers is closing! I should have gone in there more! And then I saw the wait. They're not closing, and they got a room next to it. Yeah. We gotta check this out.
See... Now, what you said you hit on there, I think it's the really important thing. You've got the rooms on the other side where people can play these games, or they can play the Dungeons and Dragons or Palladium or the you know, the paper and dice games. Mm-hmm. Because some of the problems we had when we were gaming is finding the right location. Because I couldn't go to certain people's houses because I have horrible cat allergies. Yeah. And then certain people couldn't make it to where I was because it was distance to drive. You find
a place
like this.
We all have cats.
Yeah, everyone has cats now, and that's a problem. I can't go to anyone's place. Everyone in the gaming group has freaking cats, and not everyone wants to drive to my place all the time either because there's no quick way to get to my place. You find a place like this, it's a nice solution. And then do you have the space where you're at to be able to play? You know, yeah. This is nice. You got the tables, you got the setup, you got the room, you got some privacy.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well,
and then you don't have someone's, you know, sometimes people will be in the house visiting and they'll be like making fun, or everyone gets nervous because it's like, you know, gaming in front of people. This is nice. You know, you're in an enclosed room.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you forget your dice.
And you forget your dice or something, it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I want to go into this store since we're talking about it. What can someone expect when they walk into the store? Like, they've never been here, but they want to check it out. They heard about it, or they're in town and they go, oh, hey, Gamers, let me see what that's about. What are they going to expect when they walk in?
I'd like to think right away, it was really important to me that I meet and greet everybody at the door, or, you know, basically when they come in. So the first thing they get is a handshake and an introduction. And then from there, next question is this, have you been here before? I'd like to think that the old owner for the last couple of years was kind of mailing it in, so to speak. I'd even think he'd say that, where he had like about 75 to 80% board games and everything else was just kind of smashed into corners. We opened it up big time, and instead of 80% board games, I'd like to think now that we've got a very good mix of miniatures games, board games, and D&D, Dungeons and Dragons type of stuff, role-playing games. One thing that I do not have, which would interest somebody maybe, and I'd like to say, is the card games. Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, those kind of games. And something you touched on, which was like-minded adults playing adult games with other like-minded adults. You know what I'm saying? We didn't necessarily want it to be where a van pulls up, four kids get out with $10 to $20 in their hands, and you're babysitting them for 5 hours, you know? And that's what I really wanted to stay away from. In fact, we even were thinking at one point in time to get a beer and wine license, like they do down in Columbus. You know, they got a couple places like that. It wasn't gonna work out too well here. We don't want to ever deny kids or anything like that. We just encourage more the adult thing. So I'd like to think we give a very good mix of games that you can purchase on the other side, hobby supplies too. And then from there, more of the adult, you know, you're around other adults, and, you know, that way you can get, you know, it might sound a little corny, but that a little more of a community feeling. Cheers for, yeah, you know, that you get our cheers.
You
for
get a nice a vibe card. Or something. Yeah. Because yeah, yeah. No offense to the old management, but you walk in here, yeah, it was cluttered. It was a couple corners of different stuff. And I picked up stuff here constantly, but this is a much more open area and much, much more of a vibe I enjoy, where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in a community, which I'm like, oh, yeah, gaming, adult gaming community. It's nice.
Well, I got to say that the service, the walk-up service, catches you off guard in a great way, because when my wife had to look for a game for some girls she knows, I told her, we'll go up to Gamers. And she wound up finding some other game she'd rather give the girls because their age.
Yeah.
But she still remarked, wow, that was really good. When she came home, I said, oh, did you get anything? She's like, no, but that Brandon guy up at Gamers is a good guy.
Oh, that's nice.
And my wife does not, well, she likes board games, but she's not, it's a different kind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, I don't like to board game with her too much because God has cursed me every time I play against her. I lose. Even games that I've dominated, undefeated for years.
Yeah.
Nope. God comes down and is like, oh, no, not now, you won't. But no, that service aspect is really great. And just as you said, the age, I was just looking over the Bolt Action group.
Yeah.
That's people my age, probably a little bit younger, guys who are my dad's age. Yep. That's really neat. So when you walk in, I remember walking into a GameStop once and one other guy was about my age and went, oh, thank God I'm not the only adult here.
Yeah.
I made a beeline right out the door. Yeah. I was like, forget this.
Yeah. Believe it or not, just to expound on that a little bit, we have a gentleman over there right now playing Bolt Action game. He's actually a Korean War vet. And you're right. I mean, literally, and then we have another younger man over there. He's in his mid-20s. He's a disabled Marine. You know, he served in the Marines, it disabled. But so you had that whole age group right there. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's exactly what we're talking about. Again, community. I'd like to think as friendly as we try to come across here, as you know, we like people, friendly people coming in too, of all ages. We'd like to think that, you know, folks get their paycheck or whatever, they come in, they're looking for something, maybe a box of Army Men or a board game or something like that, or the new D&D book came out. this is a good day for them. You know what I'm saying? They're coming in to smile a little bit usually. And we'd like to keep that going too. It shouldn't be a bad, you know, oh, all the tables are filled, or you've got two tables and they're full of inventory, or, you know, whatever, instead of being able to play on them. That's out of the question here. We want it to be a happy experience, a friendly thing.
Well, you can see, you know, it's something that you're seeing less and less of it these days, but you're definitely, the vibe when you walk in here instantly is this is a place where you're welcome. It's a community.
Good.
It feels like your place more than, you're getting that vibe. Yes. You want people to think of this as their place.
Their place.
They have a emotional ownership
stake in it.
Yep. Absolutely.
There's very few places that I've frequented in my life recently where that is, and I can name a few of them off the top of my head. Yeah. But most businesses, you know, you get that divide. This idea of being a community place, a community store. Yeah. You said we encourage loitering.
Yeah.
And a lot of places don't do that, but you build that connection, you build that place, you get your regulars here. It, for this type of store, it's what you need to have.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, and the greeting part, you're not like a Walmart or Costco greeter that's just doing the welcome to Walmart, yeah, I love you, welcome to Costco, I love you. Yeah. No, you legitimately are like, hey, I'm glad you walked in.
Yeah,
even if you don't wind up buying something,
exactly.
I'm glad you walked in.
My wife says to me, you know, because of course it's my wife, and she says, most of the time, you know, I get off and she says, how'd we do today? And even when it's a bad sales day, I answer straight and say, we made a lot of friends today. So, you know, you don't always sell something. You just talk to folks and, you know, and they give you a shot sometimes. Sometimes they don't, but you got to try. And they, most of the time, they give me that chance.
Yeah. And that pays dividends down the road. Like I said, my wife is liable to come back if she wants another game. There's one she's looking for now. I don't recall the name of it.
Yeah.
But she said, I'll go back there.
Nice.
She said, I'll go back there and ask him to order it.
Nice.
And then I'm going to tell you, brick and mortar stores, most of the time, I'll be honest, I'd rather order from Amazon.
Yeah.
It's just easier. Yeah. It's whatever, I can just buy that on Amazon.
Sure.
In this case, any of my board games, I'm coming here.
I appreciate
this. The brick and mortar, I choose this much more.
Well, and Sickies, I'll say too, it's from someone who has bought things here myself, the prices are comparable. They're comparable. At best, if you are paying more, it's a couple bucks at best.
And
that's not even the case usually. I bought the new Marvel Champions, and it was roughly the same price. I Googled it, and funny part is Brandon here Googled it for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's basically the same. I think it was a dollar difference, and I forget which way or the other, but I went, I'm here, I'm buying it.
I have to be honest, we are up against what I call Amazon dumpers, and I can't compete with them. They're buying 100 units. They make $10 on each unit. It's almost like playing the stock market with no real downside to them. But with the legitimate online stores, I actually consult them before I price everything in here to get within, if I can, that couple of bucks. And as long as I feel like I can maintain a profit margin and be within a couple of bucks of the legitimate online places, that's it. We're good. I don't have to make full retail. In fact, as you guys probably heard, everything in this store except for paints, magazines, and dice is 10 to 40% off of MSRP. So we try real hard to be competitive, because that's what we are. That's another part of the community thing, right? I was on the other side of the register for 42 years. I understand, you know, you're thinking to yourself, you know, can I get a little break here, you know, type deal. Who the hell wants to pay full price for anything anymore? But by the same token, you hope that the adults on the other side of the register now where I was are going, hey, we can afford to spend a couple extra bucks because we can play here. It's a physical place.
Well, absolutely. I'm more than willing to pay a little bit extra for, again, brick and mortar. Amazon, I'm not, because it's Amazon.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing miniatures, because how many people have either the space or the wherewithal or whatnot to set up a table and do all that, whereas I could just come into the store and do it, and they've got a table, and I could set it up. All right, I'm doing that.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's almost an investment. That's what it is.
Exactly.
You're paying that little bit extra, which you're investing into this place. When you're like, they're going to get more games I want. They have the space where I can play the games I want.
And we're in it for the long haul. I didn't open this up with a song and a dance. We have actually a couple of, so to speak, nest eggs underneath us. Luckily, I told my wife, I said, well, we're not making a million, but it ain't costing us a penny either. Okay, so we're all happy on our side of the register right now. And on the other side of the register, we hope we're making other people happy too.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's my final question. We've kind of touched on the big one is your community, but what would be the vision you have for this place? I know you touched a lot on community, not just, of course, you it's a business. You're gonna want to sell stuff, of course, but you're trying to channel that back into a community. Would that be the main vision you're going for here?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'd like to get it set up, and I don't know if there's enough days in the week, but I'd like to get it set up for one day is the miniatures day. The next day is the Dungeons and Dragons day. As you guys see, just like with the retail side, I never played favorites even on this side. I've got, six rooms. I've got six tables. For miniatures, I've got six rooms for D&D and board games. And what I'd really like to leave here is a viable brick and mortar store, maybe 7 to 10 years down the road. Because quite frankly, guys, I'm 60 years old, so this isn't going to be forever, but I want to leave it so that maybe somebody else had come in and say, hey, I can keep this going, maybe expand it, or this is pretty good, let's keep this whole thing going alive. Because again, you'll have people that come in for that time period, and maybe they're 17, 18, well, then they're going to be 25, 28, 30. They're going to go, man, I came here for a long time. We don't want to see it go away. And you're kind of leaving something behind for the community, for the gamers, for all those like-minded adults that I saw at Origins last year, that want something like this still and aren't just, oh, good, I can save, an extra $10 at Amazon or whatever. That's kind of the long-term goal I'd say, really, is to just make it so solid and steady that somebody had come along after me and say, I want to keep this going. Wally had a really good thing, as we all know. Before he moved into that side over there, he had only a couple tables, like you said. Before that, he had 6, 8, 10 tables.
Yeah, I remember
in a huge place.
Location. Huge,
yeah.
Huge.
And then when he moved here, there were so many tears. It was like, oh, no, because it just condensed so bad. Well, let's keep this going even after I'm gone. Hopefully it'll keep going after that too.
So all this sounds really good. I want to rent one of the tables for miniatures. I want to come here and get one of these rooms for a D&D game. What's that going to run someone?
That's going to run free. I hope that's that price is agreeable.
Wait, no. Free?
Free.
You're kidding me.
No.
I was expecting you to rent these rooms out for something. I didn't expect to hear that we can come in here, set up shop, and play D&D.
The man did say community, right?
Yeah.
But this is a business. This is capitalism. I've got to gouge the consumer and make my money.
No. Really, here is the business plan for that. Actually, I do have a faction of my family that would like to see me or brought up to me, rent the rooms, Dad, or, rent the rooms, honey. And I'll tell you how I looked at it. We ask everybody, look, you can eat in these rooms. You can even drink in these rooms, okay? We don't make pizza, but we do have pop, and we've got chips, and we've got candy bars, the typical sugar stuff that gets everybody going. We even have energy drinks, And what we were thinking about all that was, so let's say they don't buy anything on the other side, but you've got six people playing in one of these rooms, and everybody spends $3, $4, $5 on some chips, pop, that kind of thing. There's $30, right? Well, what was I going to charge for the room? Maybe $5 an hour, let's just say, right? Or $5 a person. It's the same to same. So really, if we have like-minded adults in their adults, they understand for this side to work, the retail side's got to work. So support us when you can. And so far, most 95% of the people understand that concept, believe it or not, and they're doing their best they can to support us over there.
So this is almost a gamer's haven?
Yeah, that's it. It's a gamer's haven.
There it is. That's clever.
I had to put the pun in.
Yeah.
So
the final thing I'll just say for any of you sickies who are in the Cleveland or even Northeast Ohio area, Cuyahoga County area, what's the address? How do they find you?
6639 Pearl Road, and that's Parma Heights, Ohio, 44130. You're not going to believe this, but I don't even know my own phone number here. What I can tell you is all of our advertising and all of our announcements, sales, that kind of thing, are on Facebook, Gamers Haven, Ohio. You want to make sure that you go to Gamers Haven, Ohio, not just Gamers Haven. Gamers Haven will send you to a defunct website. Gamers Haven, Ohio is our Facebook page, and I stay pretty active with that, and you should be able to, you even get the phone number, the hours off of there, the whole nine yards.
So your phone number is 440-845-9978. I can't get over free. Free? Free? The Orange Emperor is throwing a hissy fit right now. Free?
Scott's kind of a gouger, I guess.
The Pharma Bro, Martin Shkreli, is talking about the fact that this service should be bought and these rooms should be rented for like $18. Free?
$18 a minute.
This is amazing. Free. It is a community.
Really nice to hear.
All right. Thanks a lot for having us. Thanks a lot for letting us have the room today. And sickies, if any gaming needs, get up here now.
Do it now.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for coming and giving me that chance to trumpet this place. I really appreciate it.